I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the Rev Men TV. We're about to bring you a clip from Journo Insight. Yes, me and Neil Jones every Tuesday talk about the biggest topics in and around Liverpool, including the links with Liverpool potentially being part of a new behind the scenes documentary. So yeah, if you want to check out the show in full, RevMenPlus.com is the place to be. If you join as a monthly captain and use the promo code Klopp, you'll get a free month as well, so you can watch or listen to the full episode and all of our other amazing content. Right, let's get to the show. Right then, let's change tact a little bit from players in and out to a new story broken by Bloomberg. And when Bloomberg get involved in footy, you're like, what's happening there? But according to their reporting, Liverpool FC are in talks for a behind-the-scenes documentary. Obviously, the English club are owned by Fenway Sports Group, and teams have increasingly welcomed cameras into their dressing rooms. Yeah, so a few different teams and a few different people that are talking with Liverpool about doing it behind the scenes. Now, the first question I had was, remember when Jürgen was asked about this a while ago and said that, you know, he'd hate it?
Yeah.
Maybe the stance has softened there since. Maybe the limit in terms of where he can and can't be in terms of locker room and stuff. The reporting goes on to say Jürgen Klopp is reportedly supportive of the latest project, according to one source. So maybe his mood softened, but after the spectacular success of being Liverpool in 2012, it looks like we might be getting another one. And we've seen the Arsenal ones, the City ones, the Leeds ones, the Sunderland ones, and we might be getting a Liverpool one.
Yeah, I hope not.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them.
Really?
I hate them, yeah. I think they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. They never show anything that's of any interest. And
okay.
Yeah.
I like the Amazon ones.
I only see the negative in them at all. I don't see any upside for Liverpool agreeing to this. They're big enough.
Much money
around the world. Yeah, of course, but they're big enough. It's not going to be people saying, you know, you can see Wrexham, for example, going, oh, the interest that's generated. I don't think people are going to go, who's this Liverpool then that we're talking about on, you know, Amazon or whatever. You're right, Jürgen said it was after they played Salzburg, wasn't it, in the Champions League, and Jesse Marsh was pictured or filmed, yeah, giving this rousing team talk at half-time in sort of American German. And, you know, there was a famous thing where Nick dein effing Freundschaft spiel, and Salzburg obviously came back from 3-0 down to 3-3 and then lost. And it was seen as like this, you know, he'd inspired it. I think Jürgen was asked and he said, the day that happens is the day I'm not the manager of Liverpool anymore. So it would be a significant about turn to have that.
Do you want Kylian Jürgen? Well, maybe we can throw some cameras into
it. Yeah, you know, I mean, one thing I would say is I think he would approach it a bit differently to being Liverpool, which did people no favours. I, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, Brendan Rodgers, I don't think ever recovered from being Liverpool in terms of his.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, of course, he had good spells at managing Liverpool, but I think people always had that in their mind that it was just a bit cringy. You know, I remember a scene with Charlie Adam and a baseball player in a locker room in Fenway, and it was, you know, like pulling teeth. I just, they turn my stomach a little bit, these kind of behind the scenes docs. We don't know obviously the details. If it's one of those a little bit, I mean, Sunderland was different where it was more about the city and the fans and the club and the sort of
the ownership
element to it. I mean, it was a little bit of manager and players and stuff, but they were sort of, they weren't the main cast. It doesn't sound like that would be what they'd want to do for Liverpool. I think you know what TV directors want when they're taking a documentary at Liverpool. They want Mo Salah, they want Jurgen Klopp, they want, you know,
I wonder about the Amazon stuff. So Tottenham have done it, Man City have done it, Arsenal. Juventus have done it, Arsenal have done it. So I wonder if Jurgen and the team have maybe looked at those and thought, well, they're not the end of the world. Now, I'll be honest, like, I enjoyed the City one. I actually thought it was quite good. It showed that Pep Guardiola was a lunatic, but in the most positive sense, like, he is just how obsessed he was with it. I do wonder if I think Arteta did okay out of it. I think a few dodgy bits, but I wonder if they've seen almost the positives. It didn't, like, Rodgers came out to be in Liverpool and it was really bad. Yeah. Like, the PR was bad around it. I think the PR around the Amazon ones, and I include other sports in this, has genuinely been quite popular, which might lead to a bit of a mood change. It's not, because being Liverpool, to be fair, it was half stage.
I think it was Channel 5 it was on as well, wasn't it? It was, you know, so it obviously wasn't front and centre like the way these ones are. I can't go away from it. It's just my opinion, but. Everything I remember from those shows are negative. It's Mikel Arteta playing You'll Never Walk Alone and getting rinsed for it. It's Dele Alli in Jose Mourinho's office, you know, and this kind of
Danny Rose.
Really awkward conversation that he was having. It's being Liverpool. You know, I can't remember too much what I thought. I learned anything that I thought as a football fan and someone who takes an interest in it really benefited me, and B, that it was great TV. Really, I don't ever, you know, maybe it's not aimed at me. Maybe that's the top and bottom of it. Yeah. But yeah, I would be once it came out. Of course, we'll all watch it if and when it does come out. But I'll be doing it through my fingers.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, I'm not in it as well. They always have some. These documentaries usually have like a sort of a media figure that kind of narrates the thing, don't they?
Talk to yourself. Does that make
sense?
There might have been an Amazon contract.
Yeah, PSC will be well in there.
There might have been an Amazon contract on it.
That could be my my about turn, couldn't it? When I have to sort of say,
when Saudi Arabia.
Can I shock you? I do like Fly on the Wall.
Welcome to Liverpool's All or Nothing. I'm Neil Jones.
No, I really don't. I'm sure they'll get I forget, was it Clive Owen? Narrated the last one. I don't think I'm quite in quite that ballpark.
No, you never know, mate. Don't think so.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Going back though, I think it was 2018 Liverpool were approached apparently to do All or Nothing, and that was when Liverpool were like, nah, they're not doing it. I'm trying to think what's changed, obviously, especially from Klopp's point of view. If this source is right and he's more open to the idea, I can't really think of any reason why it's changed, other than the fact that they've won loads of trophies and he's a little bit more content with life. He's a bit older, he's a bit more chill. I don't know. Like you said, it would be a big about turn.
What I would say is in the interim period, Liverpool have had sort of given away secrets, but pulled back the curtain a little bit. Pep Linders did a book sort of detailing some of the conversations they've had. John Achterberg released a book. When they won the league, obviously they had that kind of the big documentary around that. I forget what the documentary was called, but there was a sort of a Sky Originals documentary that they did where Jaeger was interviewed. So I understand that. I'm sure, you know, in that intervening period, I mean, it was only four and a half years ago when we saw him say that about cameras in the dressing room. Of course, content has become more king, probably in the world. So maybe there's an element to that, you know. Maybe the money's just got to the stage where it's like, well, why would you say no to it? Yeah, but I would be interested to hear Klopp's thoughts on it. And had I seen that story, I wonder whether I might have asked them about it. At the press conference, or
it came out tomorrow, a bit late. Yeah. It was 10 past 12 GMT. Yeah. So Pep had missed it, but I wonder if next time you're there, maybe give him a little ask.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know what he said. I mean, he's changed his tune on stuff. I remember him; it was held against him for many years that he said he'd never spend crazy money like Paul Pogba, I think it was, wasn't it? And he had to row back, or, you know, sort of say, yeah, well, the world changed, so it's not beyond the realms that he says the same, but. It's not.
You can't shake being Liverpool.
I really can't. And I've actually watched it again since, because The Athletic done a big piece on it a couple of years ago. I don't know when it was. Maybe the 10th anniversary of it. That would have been 2022. And it reopened some sort of, you know, long banished memories of, you know, the Joe Allen conversation and various other things. And it just, That's just forefront of my mind.
I think on Redmen we did like a watch along, going back and watched it. Jay Spearing obviously was in the videos he did some with us. Dave Kirby, whose voice was used
in a lot of them, we did
a little bit with them as well. Yeah, and they didn't get better. they didn't get better.
I mean, listen, I'm you know, that, like I say, that was a pretty much a forerunner. And look, there's been some great ones down the years. There's some seminal ones. If you've ever watched, there's a great one from the 80s called City. If you ever get a chance to watch that on YouTube or wherever, you can get it. The F1, but we don't know those sports as well, do we? So I imagine if you were an F1 sort of, you were around that all the time, I think you'd probably be cringing at some of the stuff that goes on there because you might know a bit more. But obviously, I watched the golf one.
The cricket one's good.
I've seen, you know, Ben Stokes has done one. Ronnie O'Sullivan's just had one out recently, but they're individuals. I don't know. I think it's, for me, I would be anti Liverpool all or nothing, but I might be in the minority, and I'm quite happy to be that.
No, absolutely. And if Amazon, if you want to pay any money to get us involved, I'm happy to accept it.
To be honest, I'm sure, you know, if you were doing it properly, you would have guys like yourselves and the Anfield Rabbi, because they are the sort of, that is the club, isn't it? The global reach of the club. But I'm interested to see what the story develops and. What Jürgen's got to say about it.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm trying to ask about your next press comments. Unless there's a bigger question,
if I do that, I might just get slapped, yeah. he might not be wanting to answer
stay
that.
Fair, stay away from me. Yeah. Get James Pearce to do it next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.